Ira Harrod is here, and he also brought some flyers. He is with the American Friends Service Committee in Kansas City. Ira, can you come forward?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Well, I've got some questions for you. First, I want to ask about ideals that we, people here in the United States, supposedly hold dear. Ideals like supporting real democracy at home and around the world, working for the common good, upholding the rule of law and due process, the ideals of justice, equality, and freedom of speech. I ask you, is our nation living up to these ideals?
No.
This failure is the reason why we are here. Martin Luther King described our need to change in this way. We as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives, and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, extreme materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. Let me ask you, are you ready for a radical revolution of values?
Yes.
Materialism and militarism has led to the corruption of our government.
Yes.
The military-industrial complex continues to drive our nation to war after war after war. This isn't something that's just happened with the Bush administration. This has been a perennial challenge that people need to counter.
Psychotic.
As Eisenhower warned, it has gained too much influence and control of the U.S. Eisenhower also warned, I quote, "The problem in defense is how far you can go without destroying from within what you are trying to defend from without."
Yes.
Destroying from within what you are trying to defend from without. We, not terrorists, not an enemy out there, have destroyed too much of what we value in America. It has long been recognized that the first casualty of war is the truth. And this is being acted out on a daily basis. Too many lies, too many secrets, too much misinformation has fostered upon the American public the pursuit of war. Too much money has been squandered, making war profiteers richer and richer.
Right.
Is this what you want?
No.
The U.S. spends almost as much as all other nations combined on our militarism. We have doubled our military spending in the last 10 years. The policies of we don't do body counts, remember that? Body counts of civilians, that is. Policies of planning for acceptable collateral damage, that's the death of innocents uninvolved in the wars. The policies of redeploying troops with PTSD, TBI, and military sexual trauma, and accepting soldier and veteran suicides, and the lying about the huge failures and huge costs of these tragic wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and now in Libya, all of this is unacceptable. Is it unacceptable?
Yeah.
The secrets should not be hidden. The secrets should not be hidden. More people need to speak out and act against these wars. Expose the lies, the killing, the false pretenses. Corporate profits and greed should not be determining U.S. policy. Bradley Manning has not been charged with any crime. He has not been found guilty of any crime. He should be freed or charged, and he should be given due process. We should be a nation of laws, not of violence, not of illegal acts, not of exceptionality. The U.S. needs a radical revolution of values. If that is to happen, you and I must continue our work and challenge this imperial empire. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ira.